Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 26, 2005. Today's message is titled, Standing in the Gap. The scripture text is from Ezekiel 22, verse 30. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it. But I found none. Early each Monday morning, I gather to pray with a group of believers in a restaurant in our community. I realize in doing so, I am a part of scores of local prayer groups that gather all around the world. Yesterday, our choir sang a number that really has an intriguing line. It speaks of the ordinary people that God is using all over the world to advance His purpose. It goes, I'm so very ordinary, nothing special on my own. I have never walked on water, and I have never calmed a storm. Well, God continues to call and use ordinary people like you and me. Ezekiel lived for God at the time of the fall of Jerusalem and the first period of the exile in Babylon about 2,600 years ago. The daily text is a word of the Lord to Ezekiel. I looked for a man. The previous several verses prior to this describe the awful conditions in Jerusalem at the time of its final days and the corrupt, apostate leadership. The two qualities God sought were, number one, those who would build up the wall, and secondly, those who stand before me in the gap. Although they did have literal fortified walls and gaps, the image is surely spiritual. The walls were a means of protection, and the gaps had to be closely guarded as entrance points. God looked for a man who would stand against the tide of spiritual apostasy, political corruption, and social oppression described in the previous verses. But I found none. Surely this is one of the saddest verses in the entire Bible. While none should not certainly be taken as absolute. After all, Ezekiel was staying faithful to God, along with aged Jeremiah, young Daniel, and others such as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And I'm sure there were others. But among the political leadership, none was found that would meet these qualifications. And the land was indeed judged, and the people taken into exile into Babylon. There are two lessons for us today. Let us all determine that we will meet this call in our age. I want to be a man who will build up the wall and stand before God in the gap. I want to build up the wall by holding to God's truth and His standards of righteousness. I want to stand in the gap regarding the moral filth that is far too prevalent. Secondly, let us remember to pray for that godly remnant in political leadership in each of our lands. They need our prayers to stand faithful. This is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast. This Monday morning, we're hoping to get some rain here. I know so many parts of our country anyway, perhaps the world, have had plenty of rain with the storms coming up through the south. But here in rural Pennsylvania, we've had a real dry period. So hopefully we'll get some rain today. Roxine does have a prayer today, and it's a beautiful prayer that she prays on the website or email post. That's www.dailyencouragement.net. And also there is a link to the song I referred to. My wife happens to be the choir director. The song our choir sang yesterday in our little country church was titled Call on Jesus. And I found an audio version from a local church in Maryland. Actually, it's a soloist. And you can click on that, and I think she does a very fine job at sharing the song. I'm so blessed when churches use technology to spread the gospel. And here's a church I've never heard of in Maryland, yet they have a very tremendous collection of their own choir music up on the web that they've sung and recorded and made available to share with others. Well, you have a blessed day. You are very likely, like I am, are an ordinary person, but God still uses ordinary people.